Taking a look first at your news for the hour. Indian Fields Township is expanding the park along M81 southwest of Caro. The township bought 11 acres of property that used to house employees of the Caro Center, which was a state psychiatric hospital. The buildings on that property have been razed and the land has been cleared to connect to the park's 150 acres of property that has the Cass River running through it. During the May township meeting, it was announced that the payment for the property was sent out by certified mail. And another news for today. A 5-year-old child has died and his mother remains hospitalized with critical injuries following one of two deadly crashes that shut down westbound US 10 in Bay County on Wednesday morning. Sheriff deputies say the first collision occurred shortly after 7:30 a.m. near Garfield Road in Auburn. Investigators report an SUV driven by a 26-year-old woman from Saginaw County struck the rear of a slow-moving semi-truck. The woman was transported to a local hospital with life-threatening injuries. Her young son, who was a passenger in the vehicle, was pronounced dead at the scene. The truck driver was not injured. And then less than 3 hours later, a second fatal crash was reported on westbound US 10 near 7 Mile Road in Monitor Township. According to Michigan State Police, a 34-year-old man from St. Charles drove a Ford Focus into stop traffic, colliding with the rear end of a box truck and triggering a chain reaction crash involving a pickup truck. The Focus driver suffered fatal injuries and was pronounced dead at the scene. Authorities say the occupants of the other vehicle sustained minor injuries. Westbound US 10 remained closed for several hours as emergency crews and investigators worked the scene of both crashes. The causes of the collisions will remain under investigation. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at some further news right after this.
All right, son. Time to put out this campfire.
Dad, we learned about this in school.
Oh, did you now? Okay, what's first?
Smokey Bear said to.
First, drown it with a bucket of water, then stir it with a shovel.
Wow, you sound just like him.
Then he said,
if it's still warm, then do it again.
Where can I learn all this?
It's all on SmokeyBear.com with other wildfire prevention tips. Because only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Returning now to your news for the hour. Michigan's dairy industry is getting statewide recognition as June is officially designated as Dairy Month under a resolution adopted by the Michigan House. State Representative Greg Alexander of Carsonville says the month-long observation shines a spotlight on an industry that remains a major driver of Michigan's economy and rural communities. The state ranks 6th nationally in milk production with more than 800 dairy farms and roughly 460,000 cows producing nearly 12 billion pounds of milk every year. Alexander noted the industry ranges from large-scale operations using advanced technology to small family-run farms and specialty cheese producers. He said the designation also recognizes the thousands of workers who support dairy production, including processors, truck drivers, veterinarians, and nutrition specialists. According to state figures, Michigan's dairy sector generates more than $8 billion in economic activity annually and supports over 110,000 jobs statewide. Lawmakers say Dairy Month serves as an opportunity to honor the farmers and families who continue to supply dairy products despite challenges such as weather conditions, market fluctuations, and rising operating costs. And another news for today. The new pavilion in the village of Port Austin is expected to receive a lot of use, and the council has given assurances of its use by the community's Chamber of Commerce and Farmers Market. The Port Austin Chamber members Dina Kidd, Penny Ferreri, and Lisa Marie Salmon were at the village meeting to explain the chamber's use of the pavilion on Line Street. It was noted that the chamber will have access to the pavilion and they are encouraged to use it. However, there's also a designated area for the market to use. That area was mapped out and then given to the council. Also during the meeting, it was pointed out that State Street will be blocked off for pedestrian traffic during the event, and approval was also given to purchase two new speed signs for no more than $8,000. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumb Area news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. And taking a look next at your obituaries, there are currently no area deaths to report for today, Thursday, June the 4th of 2026. For a complete look at your Thumb Area obituaries anytime, you can also go online to thumbnet.net.